Sweet Talk.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on April 22nd, 2007. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
You made it. You made it.
I'm not done yet. Tonight, we talk to Jerry E. Smith about his new book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Ooh. We will then be joined by Richard Salva to talk about the past life of Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
To listen to loudly.
We'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media. Become the media.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Back here in the old winery. Have you seen some of the modifications I've done, though, Bonnie?
I've noticed that you've hung some of the pictures and the banner. That's very nice. I like it. I like it.
Well, yeah.
You need to call me one Sunday and remind me to bring that other picture over that I got from the Mothman Festival.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the wall here. Well, we have a... Let's listen to Jello. Jello, keep talking. I actually hung up... well, we got the pictures up on the site, some of them. I'm going to get some more pictures up. What had happened was I took a few pictures of the studio here before we actually did the work on it, you know. So if you go to the photo album, you'll see the new studio folder. So you get to kind of see what happened. And then, Tom Mott, our dear friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Tom's birthday tomorrow.
We wish him
a very happy birthday. And I got a rant about something too. I'm so mad about something.
Ooh, a Scott rant. Happens never.
It's going to be fun. You're going to like it. But, it's a happy birthday, Tom. But I've got a couple pictures up of the new studio, but we've got new stuff hung up in here. Things are coming together still more. New shelving is going to be coming in. We have to get a new shelf here because we have so much stuff. The old shelf is like just cram packed with stuff here. Just we got to organize it, make it better.
Well.
But we got the banner, one of the banners up on the wall now, and all this cool stuff.
Like,
this is becoming a very cozy.
Anything that covers the color of the wall is awesome. So add pictures everywhere.
We also have to mention that our dear friend, we met this gentleman last, well, you didn't meet him. Met him like 5 minutes ago when he came in.
And he hates me already.
You guys got off on the right foot. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's great. Our buddy Jonathan Wiley's here from Grimstone. The mighty Grimstone, we have to say that. It's Chris that's here, but you're kind of representing Grimstone. We met you last week. Here, get to the mic. Don't be hiding. You are in front of the microphone. You will talk. Say hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Yeah, Jonathan was with Chris. He was working with Chris last weekend at the Supernatural Summit. We're going to talk about that a little bit, I guess, how great of a time we had there. Obviously, if you have been to the site, pretty much all of the speakers, their presentations are up there. I have to get Karen Reese. I have to get a hold of her, actually call her personally. But I will then have her stuff up there, too. But it's up there for you to download. We got it done early this past week. So all the presentations recorded with the blessing of Western New York Paranormal, who let us record there. So you guys get a taste of the fun we had and all the good stuff.
So for everyone that was having withdrawals from 2 weeks of no ghost
talk.
Man,
sorry.
I almost felt like
sorry.
We quit.
We had a 2 week break like this during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just happened.
I actually had a longer break during the holidays.
Well, you did. Well, the weather was just horrendous.
I had surgery, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, surgery. And that might take you out for a little while also. Usually it's the weather, though, here in Michigan. What the hell was I talking about?
We had a two-week break over
the holidays. Yeah, we had a two-week break over the holidays, and just because Christmas Eve was a Sunday, and then New Year's Eve was a Sunday, so we just couldn't do that. And now we did this thing, we're sorry, Easter landed on a Sunday, which always landed on a Sunday. Sometimes we've worked on Easter, but sometimes we don't. This was one of those years where we just, you know, Doug was going to be out of town, and I think you were out of town also, so we just decided to take the night off, and then last weekend was the Supernatural Summit. But God, we brought all this cool stuff back. Mm-hmm. Give us a break. We're really sorry, you know. We're going to be back for a while. We're going to be back for a real long while here, actually, all the way through May now.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff coming up, obviously.
No breaks. You're stuck with us.
You're stuck with us. You're going to have to deal with us. Sorry. But Jonathan's here hanging out with us tonight. people are probably wondering right now, like, where's Doug at? Doug should be here pretty soon.
Yes.
He was at the christening.
Baptism.
Baptism. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's the difference?
Different religions, different
titles.
He was at the baptism of his niece.
Yeah, his niece. Yeah.
Becoming the godfather.
He is the godfather now. I've been saying this for years, and Doug is officially the godfather.
He already was.
He was. Oh yeah, for his other brother Randy, he was.
Yes.
But I mean,
so this
I mean
is the second time.
I mean the godfather in a holy religious respect.
He's the godfather of paranormal radio.
Oh, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
He is.
Well, maybe independent paranormal radio.
Yes.
I think the godfather of paranormal radio, personally, is always going to be Art Bell.
Yes.
So we have to give respect.
Okay, fine. He's the godfather of
internet paranormal radio.
Are you happy now?
That's fine. And I guess that makes me, in godfather terms, the consigliere.
I guess that makes me the support hole.
Well, that would make you, I don't know, let me figure that one out.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have to go into Sopranos territory and call you the Carmella.
Oh, that'll be great. Anyways.
A lot going on tonight. We have a lot of things to talk about. Like we're saying, Jonathan's hanging out with us here. He'll be here all night with us. I have to say, first of all, you weren't there, Bonnie, so you're going to be hearing all this stuff for the first time. Chris will probably listen to this show. But we're completely blown away. If you've seen, we do have a bunch of pictures up on the site from the summit already. You can go and check out. And Chris and Jonathan pull up. We got there about an hour before you guys did. And Chris and Jonathan pull up, and they're like, well, can you help us, can you help us unload our stuff? I'm like, yeah, sure, We've managed to kind of streamline our stuff, as time goes by, we kind of size things down, make it easier to travel.
We've been doing this for a few years.
We've been doing this for a little bit. But, the thing is, though, is that what these guys brought with them, it required the work. Because when they were done with it, oh, my God, it was the most amazing display I've ever seen. Chris and Jonathan are just bringing out scaffolding and stuff. I kept saying the running joke all weekend, I was like, when is Kiss going to pop out in front of this thing? Because, it was huge. It was so tall, it literally had a backstage area where you could go back and chill out at. And people had chairs back there, they were hanging out. And these guys set up this amazing display. It was just a wonderful display. If you go to the photo album, go to Ghostly Talk All Over, I think that's the name of the folder, and then the newest conference folder from the Supernatural Summit, you'll see pictures there. And my God, I told Chris, I'm like, I am so proud to be next to you guys.
Thank you.
It was the most wonderful presentation I've seen. Chris, Grimstone and Jonathan, we just met you like last weekend.
Yeah.
We just met for the first time last weekend. And I told you all weekend, I'm like, Chris is like the greatest person we know in this field. He's a dear friend of ours. And then he just like kind of put the nail in the coffin again by just this amazing display. Chris also did, he did two presentations, I think, at the Supernatural Summit.
Two.
Which were fantastic. We taped them, so I was able to sit down and listen to them and edit them. And they came out great. Everything sounded awesome. And Chris just puts on a great presentation. I've seen him speak numerous times. And he's always done great work. So you're lucky to be working with that guy.
Definitely.
And we're proud to be working with Grimstone, too. They're such good friends of ours. And, my God, check out those pictures. You have to check that out. One other thing I have to mention here, too. Hopefully Doug should be getting here pretty soon.
Yes, he should.
We haven't been on the air for a couple weeks.
I know.
And we received this present.
We have the greatest listeners ever.
We have we do. I don't know. I'm going to talk to other radio shows. I'm going to ask them this because I'm just totally blown away here. I hope that other radio shows get treated this way too. Because this was, I checked the P.O. box, like I do once a week, and big old box. I'm like, oh, God, it's finally, it's anthrax. It's here. It's over with.
They're shutting us down.
They're shutting us down. They finally gotten to us. It's over with, right? And so I closed my eyes really, really tight, and I take the razor.
Because we make you open all packages.
Yeah, I have to open.
That
I'm the guinea pig. Yeah, I have to open everything. So.
Well, you're disposable.
I make you disposable.
I love you, Scott.
Yeah. See, welcome to the winery, by the way, Jonathan. This is what we do here. But I get this. I open the package up, and I'm like, okay, and nothing like pooped in my face.
I
want to
like rip into it right now.
I've really saved it for all of us to indulge in because we got this wonderful, wonderful care package. It's chocolates and all the healthy things, you know, you want. It has coffee and...
you can have that. I want that.
Hard drugs probably somewhere in
here. Oh, those
hard
I want
alcohol,
for sure.
Jack Daniels bottles. It's got all this great stuff in here. And this actually was sent to us by... well, I'll just read the card.
To
Scott, Doug, and Bonnie, congratulations on the new studio. Your friends at Whiteman Air Force, Missouri. Jamie. And I think if I remember this correctly, I talked to this lady in Arkansas at the Ghost Hunters Conference.
Yes.
I met her the first night we were there Friday, and I was like, you know, running around. And I said, listen, you know, because she gave me a book. She's like, this was the best part. And I had the book somewhere around here. She mentioned something. Let me look here. Hang on.
Oh, geez. And this is where we self-destruct.
Where the heck did it go?
I don't know where it went.
Oh, it's right there. Here. Grab that book, Ghost of the Air. It's right there. Yeah, all right.
This is true professionalism at its finest.
Well, hey, okay, so she came up to me and said, hey, a couple years ago you were talking about, it totally escapes me now, but it was about this book she gave me is Ghost of the Air, True Stories of Aerial Hauntings by Martin Caden, that's how you pronounce it, I guess. And she's like, a couple years ago, you were talking about something. I don't even remember it. I don't remember anything. I don't remember what you did after the show. And she's like, I wanted to give you this book because this would be a great book for you to read. And I'm like, well, thank you so much. What was I talking about?
Have you read it?
I haven't had a chance to. Of course not.
So I'm taking it home.
Take it home if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, we can share it. But I was just totally blown away because she's like, you know, I've been waiting to give this to you forever. I'm like, well, that's, you know, super cool. So that's like the nicest thing. I'm like, listen. I'm running around right now, but give me a little bit. How about tomorrow morning? As soon as you see me in the morning, I'll be up here bright and early, setting equipment up and stuff like that. While the rest of Ghostly Talk is sleeping. While the rest of Ghostly Talk is sleeping, I'll be up, right?
Uh-huh.
While they're sleeping, they're in sound slumber. I just want to make sure that's known, right?
Some of us were up for...
I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking.
Close to 48 hours
I know,
by
you,
the time
you guys
we went
were
to bed?
I was up bright and early, though. I was upright. I know. I'm kidding. Real. Just calm down. All right.
The last time I came,
I don't want to get shut down.
Busted my
again.
Balls for no apparent reason.
And we're gonna bust your balls again tonight.
For my pseudo lateness.
But this young lady, I'm like, listen. Tomorrow morning, I'll be up bright and early. As soon as you see me, if I'm not holding wires or microphones in my hand, take me, grab a cup of coffee or something like that, and take me out on the back porch. And
wow, you told her to take you?
Well, I said just grab me up because I don't know what's going to be going on. So sure enough, I saw her, and I'm like, oh, let's do this thing. Let's go out there. So we sat out and had a wonderful conversation and talked for a very long time. So I want to thank Jamie and all of our friends. Apparently we have friends at Whiteman.
Yes, we have friends.
Whiteman Air Force, Missouri. Thanks, guys.
We love Whiteman Air Force.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to love them too much after I eat half this chocolate, but as of right now, I really like you guys. This is a great package.
I love them.
This is the stuff that really makes doing this show work.
I am coming to visit. And you'll never get rid of me.
Oh, yeah, the men in uniform thing's going to pop
up,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I forgot about that. Yeah, so guys, prepare to be invaded by Monster. She's going to be rolling through like Godzilla, just scooping up men and putting them in her little pouch and taking them with her, right?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I can't thank you guys enough. This is such a nice gesture, and it's going to look great here. And it looks great already. It's been sitting here in the winery.
It would look better open.
Well,
I think
it's very artistic. I have to say.
But take a picture of it and open it.
You know, I'll do it right now. I think a picture of it right now as we're doing.
Jeez.
Somebody just called here. Who called?
Oh, was it?
Oh, that was probably you, wasn't it? Did you leave a voicemail, John?
No, I don't think I left a voicemail, but I called.
Was it Doug?
It may have been Doug. I don't know.
Doug on the porch?
I don't know. You want to go out there and check?
No.
Let me take a picture of this thing. We'll put it up. We'll just leave them out there. How does this stupid phone work?
Oh, geez.
I'm going to take a picture right now, and we're going to put it up on the site.
Wow, this is fascinating to listen to, isn't it?
I know, isn't it? Okay, let's see here.
I'm pretty sure John is not ever coming over while we do the show live ever again.
Well, hey, you know, what are you going to do? Did it work? Is it? Oh, forget it. I'll take it later.
Is that phone new? I mean,
I don't know how to use it.
Have you ever used it?
I don't know how it works. I really
don't.
You
have to be smarter than the phone.
Before we open this, though, I promise we'll take a picture of it and we'll put it up on the website for everybody to check
out. Yes, because it is very cool.
Because it's really cool looking and we really appreciate it. Our favorite.
Do the administrative stuff. You haven't done that yet.
Oh, I didn't do. Oh, hey, this is Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie. That's not what I meant.
Well,
Doug's line.
What is it? Ghostly Talk is broadcast. I already said all that stuff already.
No, you didn't.
We'll wait for him to get here. He's probably on the porch right now.
We didn't do it in pure professional.
You should go check and see if he's on the porch.
Oh, fine.
Go check. I have some things I need to discuss anyway. So cool.
Without me in the room?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Just get out of here. Hurry up. Go. Get out of here. I mentioned that it was Tom's birthday. He's a dear friend of the show, and Tom's done so much for Ghostly Talk over the last year. Just a great friend all around. I'm not going to mention the name of the store, but it's a store that is it's a very important store to anybody who's into the technical side of ghost hunting or broadcasting in general. It's a store that's very important to people who need little pieces, little electronic parts and stuff like that. I think you know what I'm talking about, Jonathan.
Yep.
Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago that it was Tom. It's Tom's birthday tomorrow, and I yesterday I was out in Grand Haven visiting my, I was out with Amber.
And you sent him a hooker?
And I said that Bonnie was a hooker, of course.
Uh-huh.
I was out there hanging out, and I wanted to go. I went out and actually, I'm like, I'm going to get Tom something for his birthday. So, what a better present I thought than to get a gift certificate to this particular store for him, because he's always working on gadgets, trying things, doing this,
mm-hmm,
doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get him a nice fat gift certificate, one of those little cards, that all these places have, and he can go and have a ball with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, cool. I go in there and I'm like, I'd like to get a gift certificate, please. No problem, sir. Here you go. Charge the credit card. It starts to smoke again. I run that thing all the time now. And no problem. I have the card. Tom came over later last night. We all went to dinner together. And I'm like, here. I presented him this beautiful birthday present. He's like, oh, totally cool. This is going to be so useful. Thanks a lot. So, no problem. My job is done. I have my duty as a friend is done, I think. And today, just to make a long story short, today.
Too late.
Yeah, no kidding. Today, I get a call from Tom, and he's like, hey, man, we got a problem. I'm like, what'd I do? What did I do now? What could possibly be the issue? He's like, well, I took that card to the store, and I got a pile of stuff, all this stuff, and I brought it up there and I whipped out this card, I wheeled it like Excalibur and threw it down on the thing and they rang it and it had zero balance on it.
Nice. So you gave him nothing, basically.
Basically, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a quick way to put me in a bad mood.
Please don't ever buy me a gift that
especially night. When I'm looking at a receipt that has a charge that went through on it.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has my money, but I'm not getting no product here. What's going on? That's just I have a real problem with that kind of stuff. So I call the store up. This is where it gets really funny. This is why I loved. I'm a dream customer. I think I've said that on the show before. I'm a dream customer. If you deal with me in business, when it's like, you go to a restaurant, I'm the nicest guy in the world.
He's a dream
right?
friend, too.
I'm a dream customer, right?
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing?
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on. Just push the button. What's wrong?
Nothing. I just want to make sure that it's seen when he calls.
Oh, okay. Here. I'll tell you. This is what I'll do. Now I'll see it.
Okay.
Anyways, I am a dream customer. I'm very easy to deal with. I don't complain. But if you don't hold up your end of the bargain, that's where I kind of get cranky. And I call this store up, and I'm like, this is blah, 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 and how can I help you? I'm like, yeah, we got a bit of an issue here, man. I got a receipt in my hand. I bought a gift certificate from you guys yesterday. And, my friend who I gave it to as a birthday present went to use it today, and it didn't work. There's no money on it. He's like, that's really weird. I'm like, well, you tell me. This is really weird. He's like, well, I don't remember selling any gift certificates yesterday, though. I'm like, well, and he sounded like a younger guy, and I'm like, well, yeah, I think I remember you. I was talking to the older gentleman who was working there. There was an older gentleman working. I'm like, that gentleman was the one who sold me the card.
Right.
You were working on cell phones or something like that over there. But this is the gentleman that took care of me. He's like, well, that's really weird. Oh, He's like, well, I don't remember anybody selling any gift certificates yesterday. I'm like, are you calling me a liar now? Okay, I'm holding a receipt with a date, time, all this beautiful information on it. If you'd like me to read it to you, I'd be happy to. But you're telling me that you just can't remember. You just can't remember it because you probably don't. You know, I mean, you work in this store all the time, and I guess you just can't remember me coming in there and buying this thing because you didn't sell it to me. Why are you, okay, sir? Just calm down. I'm not calling you a liar. Okay, just calm down. Like I'm committing like a terrorist act or something. I'm like, dude, look. This is what's up. Here's the number. Tom gave me this ridiculous number that's on this card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the number. Fix it.
Right.
Okay, sir, we'll have to call you, but call me back. Fine. He said, well, can't you bring it in, sir? I'm like, I'm in Detroit. Okay, that's the east side of the state. You guys are on the west side of the state. If I had known I was going to have these problems, I wouldn't have bought it.
Right.
So he did call me back. We worked it out and stuff like that. But I'm like, he's like, well, we put the charge on a different card. I'm like, what are you playing poker with these things? You just like take them and like just put random numbers anywhere? He's like, well, I have the card in my hand that he needs to come get. So now Tom has to go back to this place, right? He has to drive all the way there and go in there and show him his ID so they can give him the correct card.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tom. Is that the most annoying thing in the world?
I missed the story of what store this is.
I'm not telling what store it is.
You don't have to.
I think you know what store.
Is it the store that you normally get my gift certificate?
No, different store.
Different one?
Well, you were looking for Doug when I was saying this. It's a store that, it's a ghost hunter's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of gadgets, little things, little parts and stuff you can buy there.
Okay.
All right, there you go. You know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, you're really, I was like totally geeked to give this to Tom because he's done so much for the show.
Right.
He's given us so much help over the last year.
Tom is a great guy.
Yeah, he is literally part of the crew. He works with us.
If he didn't have a support hoe, he would be it.
He would be the support hoe, yeah.
But
so it really bummed me out, like, we had to have these problems. I was, you know, it would have been nice just to have a successful transaction here so he can go and enjoy himself.
Next time, just get him a hooker.
I think that's what we're going to have to do because, I mean, usually that's pretty much guaranteed in a lot of ways. But
he should be expecting the strippers tomorrow.
Oh, you're sending strippers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are you saying it on the air now? It's not going to be a surprise.
He doesn't know what kind of strippers are when they're going to show up. This is me we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was not a lot of fun having to deal with that. And then basically, I don't remember selling you anything. Okay, dude, take it easy, all right? You didn't sell it. I don't know why I have to explain stuff like this. I mean, I'm sure you've been there a million times in your trade, Jonathan, so you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a little bit, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes, but you're on the mic. Sorry, you got put in the hot seat here until Doug gets here. Was this your first conference, Jonathan?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and just I want to see what your impressions were.
I thought it was pretty well ran. I thought it was pretty well ran together. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good speakers.
And?
This
poor guy's getting grilled on.
I know. It's great.
Yeah, we went on a ghost hunt Saturday.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know you. We didn't get a chance. We had like a million people that came out to hang around. That's what sucks about being done. We go out somewhere, and it's like we can't really do any ghost hunting or anything like that because there's a lot of people that we, you know, we're yet to meet, and we want to go and hang out with them and stuff like that, which we got to meet Paula Brewer. I need to thank Paula. Our Ghostly Talk t-shirt model came out. What's wrong with you?
I never get to meet anyone.
Paula
every,
came out.
Every time you guys go somewhere, you meet someone I haven't met.
Well, Paula is the girl on the front page of the website.
Yes,
and Paula's done modeling. She's modeled both of our t-shirt lines. And she heard we were coming out to New York here. She's like, I'm not like an hour away. I'm going to come and hang out. So her and her fiance, Scott V. We have a new.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Scott V. met
there
up.
There are so many I'm confused
Oh,
now.
They're what cool people. We had a ball with Paula. And Scott went to the casino after a while. Scott had to go to the casino.
I'm really upset that I missed the GHI folk.
Yeah, Jason showed up. Jason was there hanging out, Gowan. We had a bunch of people.
I don't know if he did it, but Doug was supposed to grab his butt for me.
Well, we invaded the haunted, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but we invaded the haunted like chain restaurant that starts with an A in Batavia, New York.
Yeah.
There's like 14 of us that got there.
Did they put you in a private room like they normally do us?
No. They
probably
didn't
the hugest booth you'd ever see.
Well, what was
really?
Great,
yeah.
Another bit of customer service blundering I have to say, too, is we had all these people. And we're trying to figure out where we're going to go eat. We had like four carloads of people, so we didn't want to like be driving all over town.
Right.
So let's just nail something, get there, and eat. So I call this restaurant. I'm like, hey, we got a party of like 14 people. And I know it's like Saturday at 6 p.m., so I'm wondering if you can accommodate. Because that time is usually when it's very busy, right? And this is, you know, you were there for this too, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no problem. We got plenty of room. You guys, it's
yeah, walk right in.
Walk right in. We'll have a table. And I'm like, well, we're coming right now. So I'm serious. We're coming right now. So, you know, if you want to hook us up, we're gonna throw a lot of money your way. We're going to throw a lot of money your way. So we all pile in the cars and shoot over there. And we get to the restaurant. I walk in. I run up to the front. I walk in. I'm like, hi. I just called you a few minutes ago. I got like 14 people sitting out here with really hungry stomachs. What's up? She's like, oh, we're jam-packed right now. There was a line. It wasn't like 5 minutes before we called. It was like just around the corner of this restaurant. And she said, oh, well, you know, we're just I'm like, wait, I just called you a few minutes ago. I called you and you said you had plenty of room. She's like, well, sir, we fill up really fast. I'm like, you can fill up all the way in 5 minutes? We were not 5 minutes away from here.
Not even a mile down the road.
And I think that helped because I'm like, okay, how long is the wait going to be now? She's like, well, it's only going to be about a half an hour. And I'm like, that isn't impossible. I think, you know, because we got everybody here, let's just do that. We all went outside and we started talking and stuff. And then sure enough, like, not what? It was like 5 minutes?
Yeah, like five, 10 minutes, not even.
Yeah, so, you know, they let it, we piled right in there. So I don't know if it was because I, you know, he was just a young girl, poor kid, just jerk off, you know, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, yelling at her. You know, they got us right in, but, yeah, Paula was there. We got to hang out with Paula and Scott. They were totally awesome. Paula's done a lot for the show, too. It's really great to get out and hang out with these people. It's really cool. I mean, we talk to these people on a weekly basis, usually. And, you know, when we finally get a chance to meet these people, it's almost exciting as going to the events themselves. Because all these people have just been there for so long for us. And Paula, it's a great story, because the way we started with Paula was just like, she emailed me and said, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You give me a T-shirt, and I'll model it for you, and you can use it for your website. That was like 2-3 years ago, something like that. And I'm like, Doug, what do you think? Oh, fair deal to me. Let's do it. So we sent her this T-shirt. She modeled that one, and then we did it again this time. It was that easy.
Right.
That's how we like to do business with people. We love to work with people like that who just want to – we love bartering with people. It's fun that way instead of like, you know –
That's how you got the new T-shirt design.
That is exactly how he did that, too. And that design, I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of stuff happening, too. Me and Doug had an executive meeting this week, and, oh, we have some really neat stuff that's going to be coming out here in the next couple of months, like new stickers. We're going to actually be doing stickers now.
Why wasn't I involved?
Well, we just need money from you, so, you know, don't worry about you. I'll tell you. No, it's really simple. I'll tell you about it. Don't do this third-person crap on me again. I don't want to hear about it.
You're right? The one that started, and I'm sorry.
I'll tell you.
I'm always left out of executive meetings. You can't tell me after the show tonight, because I'm sorry. I'm out of here the second the show is over.
Where are you going?
Tonight is Game 6, Red Wings, Calgary. I'm out of here.
Oh, really? Is that right?
It starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to be an ugly, vicious game, and I want to see as much of it as I possibly can.
Don't worry. It was very simple stuff. It was stuff that we actually already talked about.
I know. I'm just...
So then shut up, then. Why are you interrupting me?
Because it's so much fun.
We got stickers coming out pretty soon. We got buttons we're going to be doing, too. We're working on this stuff right now. All kinds of, and you know what? We're not going to, like, charge. Like, they're going to be really cheap, too. Doug and I
just talked $612
about... Just
$612.95.
Yeah, per one and a quarter-inch button. You know, that's not asking too much.
No,
they're going to be really cheap. So we're working on all kinds of neat little things, you know, just stuff like that. Because that ghost thing... Doug and I kind of got really into the philosophy of our new mascot, like, picture character.
James.
And it's like, is it James?
Yes, that's his name.
The actual ghost?
Yes. We have Bob.
Bob and then James.
Yes.
That's so James is the new guy screaming in the microphone.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was Bob again.
No, James.
Oh, really?
In honor of the designer.
Okay, so it's named after James.
Yes.
Because James hand drew that, by the way, too. I think we mentioned that before. Probably the only
I should actually give you the hand-drawn sketch so you can put it up on the site.
I'd like to have that to actually do that and maybe frame it.
Oh, that would
be cool.
Put it
up somewhere in here. We could frame it and put it up on the wall in here if you guys want. Yeah, definitely get that to me and I'll frame it up.
Okay.
And we'll put that up for sure. But, yeah, lots of stuff going on with that. I tell you what, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
We've rambled long enough, I think.
We rambled a lot. Doug, we have chocolate.
Doug's here.
Chocolate?
Doug, we have chocolate.
I love chocolate.
From our soldiers.
We'll
talk, and I love
We'll show it to you when we go to break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
And we'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
And I'm Devin.
And we're from Midnight Eclipse.
Go check out our website at
www.midnighteclipse.com.
midnight.net.pc. Ask us a question, become a boardie, and check out our awesome giveaways. midnighteclipse.net.pc. We'll see you sooner than you think.
On Christmas Eve of 1890, Oliver Lurch set out to the well behind his house for a pail of water. A few minutes later, horrible screams erupted into the night. Oliver Lurch was never seen again.
The most famous version of this fascinating tale places the incident on a farm outside South Bend, Indiana. It was Christmas Eve, and friends and family were gathered inside the home for a holiday party. During the festivities, a young boy named Oliver Lurch was sent to the well behind the home to bring in a bucket of water. It was a clear, cold night, the clouds having cleared away after carpeting the ground with fresh snow. Suddenly, the night was shattered by the screams of the young boy from outside the home. Everyone at the party immediately dashed outside, only to find young Oliver's footsteps heading towards the well in the snow. The tracks stopped suddenly in the snow halfway to the well, where his bucket lay on the cold ground. Signs of a small struggle showed evident in the snowfall. The screams continued. Family members heard the young boy plainly screaming out, "It's got me! Help! Help!" The screams, however, were coming from above them in the nighttime sky. The small party, huddled in fear together in the family backyard, strained their eyes against the nighttime sky, but could see nothing. Young Oliver's screams could be heard growing fainter and fainter until they disappeared completely into the night. He was never seen again. This is a popular tale that has been reported in many paranormal books and publications, and is a favorite to be told around the campfires. A closer look at the mystery, however, reveals how a fantasy tale somehow turned into a true mystery. The actual tale of Oliver Lurch is one set far back in time. The origins of this unusual urban legend come from a story published in 1893 by Ambrose Pierce entitled Charles Ashmore's Trail. In the science fiction fantasy, it tells of young Charles' trip to the well and how the family discovered his tracks in the snow. This fictionalized story somehow managed to be woven into the fabric of the paranormal and has been told several times over as a true account of paranormal phenomena.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
What the hell's going on there?
I don't know.
I hear a lot of commotion going on.
I don't know. I don't know. No.
Scott O. And this is the second half hour of Ghostly Talk. I have to say I'm back. I was on the road for the first half hour. Thank you so much for bearing with.
Yeah, bearing with me.
Yeah, bearing with me.
Please let me put a coaster under my drink that's not
sweaty.
You know
how much we paid for this new table?
I paid.
Yeah, oops, sorry.
So I'm going to coat it with coasters.
There you go.
Yeah.
How much he paid for this
new table? I'm
going to
glue coasters.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to take away your thunder there on that one. The financial thunder on that, Doug.
Go ahead, Doug.
This is Ghostly Talk, and I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
I heard the first half hour was interesting.
Well, we talked, you know, about a few things. Jonathan is joining us here tonight.
Yes. Hi, Jonathan. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, we met
last weekend.
Last weekend, the Supernatural Summit. We talked a little bit about the Supernatural Summit.
I want to talk about the Supernatural Summit. I want to talk about, for the next half hour, I want to talk about... the general, you know, like, not summits, what do they call them? Conventions.
Conventions.
Talk about the convention circuit in general. And I want to.
Well, there's some things happening.
I noticed.
There's some things happening.
I've gotten my emails,
and I'm like, holy cow.
I've read some of them.
Well,
I have this new
follow-up process I do with Doug where I go, I email him something, and then I get him on, like, our messenger, and I go, hey, Doug, there's an email in your box. You need to read it now. Go get it. And then he'll go read it. So
right.
we're getting tighter. We're getting our arms around that little issue. So
he
did read it. He did read it.
I did indeed get the email from Jamie. So, Jamie, Whitman Air Force Base, I did get your email. I do read that.
I didn't get an email from her.
I have to dash
right the email. I didn't either.
Oh, really? Oh, I got one. It was about a week.
I want to get an
email. Did
you
say, hey,
we
sent you a package. Where's that?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't know what it said.
I read it from her. She said, I was just wondering if you read your emails. That's what she said.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we got it.
And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, okay, Jamie, we got it. We got it. All right?
I want an email from her and all the guys.
Yeah. All the guys.
All of them.
You guys, we were at Supernatural Summit this past weekend.
It was awesome.
What a phenomenal weekend. I want to tell you about the synchronicity involved. The weekend before.
Easter.
Easter weekend, the illustrious Bonnie and I were out with the Ghost Man, Sean Burris.
Yeah, out in, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday nights.
Well, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show?
Yes, ghostanddemon.com.
Ooh.
Anyway, the... thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys.
we were out with Sean Burris, Bonnie, and myself. We're at... Camp Chesterfield.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about this on the air at all?
No.
No.
We haven't been on the air since.
Oh, that's right, because we took 2 weeks off. Okay.
Yeah, have a chance
to do our running around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were at Camp Chesterfield just north of Indianapolis. Camp Chesterfield is a spiritualist camp.
Mm-hmm.
It started in 1878 or something like that.
Right around when Ghostly Talk started.
Yeah, right around when I was born. Mm-hmm. And they, it's 126 years old or something. Mm-hmm. So that was quite an amazing feat that it lasted all these years.
Yeah.
And it is like stepping into a David Lynch movie, I'm telling you. Little tiny cottages.
Mm-hmm.
The little houses are just like, what would you describe them as, cottages?
Mm-hmm.
And they're tiny. They look like maybe they're like 2-room cottages, but you know they're more.
Right.
And they're decorated. The outside are decorated as the owner, the current owner, sees fit.
Mm.
So they're just wildly, some of them are wildly decorated. And it was a lot like driving through a giant Easter basket, really. And
It really was.
It was. And I have to say, I'm really drawn to that. I really, really enjoy that individuality.
Yeah.
Right? So we go, but it has a history. It has a history that, you know, pertains to the paranormal as well, because of the spiritualist connection.
Yeah.
So we had gone and done that. That's what we did for Easter weekend. And then last weekend we go to Supernatural Summit. And the folks from, I'm going to forget.
Western New York Paranormal.
Well, that's who threw it.
Yeah.
But there were the folks from What's the Spiritualism Camp up in
New York. Oh, God. Bonnie.
Starts with an L. Oh, my gosh.
I totally forgot.
I have to go there.
You sat and talked with that lady for 4 days.
I talked with that lady, yes. And I want to go there bad.
It totally escapes me, too.
Anyway, so there was that connection to the previous weekend. Plus, they said, you're going to go on at 11. You're going to speak at 11.
Now, that got kind of confusing.
It got kind of confusing, but we look at the schedule, and there's this thing. It says, you know, white dove of power or something. I don't know. Something about a white dove. or a black crow or a white crow, looking for the white crows. Or
hey, baby! Black crows.
Oh, my God.
Just had to throw that in
counting
there.
Crows.
Let me apologize. That's a black crow.
Counting
now.
Black crows.
I'm gonna get our facts straight right now because you're really scaring me with like your lack of knowledge on this.
Well, no.
As far as what you're talking about.
Remember, I just woke up. So what?
Really, you just woke up?
Well, I just rode in. My dad drove, and
okay, it was In Search of White Crows.
Yes,
Michael Keane.
Michael Keane.
Can download his thing right here on the site.
Yes, he had given this speech at 11. We were told that we were supposed to do it, and then
there was a little stamp.
We look
on
the schedule. It's like, oh my gosh, no, there's this In Search of White Crows, and by Michael Keane, and you need to. I'm like, well, it's about spiritualism. I have to go to it. It's just like it's in the cards. I got to do it. So I went and saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. It pushed all my buttons. I'm
telling
you.
Well, he showed pretty much the whole movie during the...
He did show the whole movie.
Yeah.
I bought the movie as well.
I'll tell you people right now, I omitted that from the archive, the capture, because the quality wasn't very good. It didn't sound very good.
Oh, and you need to buy this
thing.
Well,
the thing is, too, is there's all this stuff going on, and you can't see it.
Right.
So it didn't make a whole lot of sense to put it up there for people to listen to. It would drive people insane. So I kind of omitted that section from Michael Keane's talk, but the rest of his talk's on there.
Right, and I don't blame you. I have to say I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a multimedia presentation.
Mm-hmm.
He does this multimedia where he has an artist draw a scene.
There was beautiful artwork, too.
Absolutely beautiful artwork. And the artist draws a scene, and then the voice actors, you know, do the vocal parts.
Yeah, yeah.
So it comes together into a multimedia presentation about in this case, it was about the Fox sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Margaret and Kate Fox. I just made that up. No, that really is their name. Anyway, so he talked about that, and he gave and he showed In Search of White Crows.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't exactly describe what the White Crow reference is. I'll have to dig that out of, you know, Google.
And it probably is going to be in his talk. Download it and listen
to it. I don't
know.
I was there. I don't remember him saying anything about White Crows, but...
We looked at Jonathan for it. He was working the booth.
Well, no, he went. He
went
were
in there for that too, Jonathan? Do you remember, did you remember anything?
He didn't mention anything about the White Crow thing.
Didn't mention the White Crow connection. Okay. But...
Interesting.
Well, good. Then I didn't forget it. You know, I'm still pre-Alzheimer. So,
Not really.
So, this guy is running around making multimedia DVD presentations of something that really means something to the paranormal community.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it picked up. I mean,
you bought them, too, didn't you?
I bought two things from him. I bought the White Crow thing, and I bought he's got one, like, the something about spiritualism as well, and I don't remember the name of that
one. You
bought
them both, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to add them to my little DVD collection, which is about 10. I have about 10 DVDs.
You can make a donation to the Ghostly Talk Library, too, if you want.
And or I could do that, yes. Yeah. I could just...
We got the new shelf coming in pretty soon.
That way, they would always be available. Whereas if I'm in charge of them,
they're gonna be lost in the black hole.
I've loaned out the book like 4 years ago. I haven't seen it.
Right. The haunted basement's a vortex in its own right because things just disappear in the haunted basement.
But I'm gonna move this there. Okay, now I'm more comfortable.
Okay,
sorry about that. But anyway, so this guy's running around doing this.
I'm waiting for that thing to come down and hit you in the face.
It's going to do
and
that.
And then I'm going to blast you. And I will laugh so hard I will pee. I'm going to tell you right now.
So it's totally cool what this guy is doing. Yeah. And I want more people to do this. I really, really do. I went out, 4 or 5 years ago, and I said, I want more internet media. Okay, we got that. We got
That's why you're the godfather.
Well, thank
we were
you,
talking
my
about
son.
We were talking about that before you got here.
Welcome to the family.
Oh Jesus.
Thanks.
What have I told you about your little accent?
I know, what did I sound? Celtic? What anyway, so what happens is they have we've got that. We've got paranormal media on the internet and I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I want more paranormal DVDs. I want people to put together.
Get to work right now, everybody.
Do it. And you can put all these multimedia.
Does this mean we have to do something now?
No, we're not going to do
Thank
that.
Thank God, because that's just. Ugh.
No, we're going to do the other thing that we.
Sorry, we were production meeting at 11 o'clock on Sunday. We can't hang out with you anymore.
But we. I want more of this. This is history. This guy went. He researched this stuff, and he put together he's got four DVDs, but two of them are just about, like, old murders or something. It didn't really tickle my fancy,
yeah,
but I'm sure it tickled
yeah.
someone's fancy. But the spiritualism, the two about spiritualism, that tickled my fancy. It's directly related to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought them. I'm okay. And they were like $20, but then you had to pay tax because you just got a tax license.
Oh, my God.
Great. So thanks for buying a tax license.
Wow.
So, but I didn't mind.
You actually have a tax license?
He has one. I don't.
But I wonder if, well, we don't need one because we don't make any money doing this.
Right.
We make zero.
We have zero.
We can sell all the T-shirts we want. We really won't make a profit.
When you sell them, that close to cost.
Yeah, we're not, you know, yeah. By the time you drive out there and you sell them and then you drive back
home. We're not
home,
even paying ourselves back for gas.
Yeah, we're like, yeah.
I mean.
It's like the Ghostly Talk is like the most poorly run business in the paranormal community.
Oh, as businesses go, yeah. Ghostly
we're
Talk
horrendous,
is like
dude.
Pathetic, yeah. But,
but we're still here. That kind of leads
our hobby.
That kind of leads to what I was going to mention.
In general, we're just pathetic.
Well, that's true.
So. Well, yeah,
especially
in general.
Scott.
But
yeah,
this
yeah,
guy,
exactly.
This guy
couldn't agree more myself.
This guy is going around and he's making these DVDs. He's putting time, effort, energy, and money into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You can keep around my shoulder all you want. I'll keep flipping you off.
And he,
ow!
And right, he continues to make these DVDs and then take them on the circuit.
Yeah.
I admire that.
That's really cool.
I admire Missouri Paranormal for putting out their DVDs that they
the
put out.
Those guys are doing.
I admire the guy. Oh gosh, who was the guy? Weird
just talked
Florida.
To Steve and Greg this week. Hey guys, how you doing? By the way.
Oh yeah, and they're going to be on the show evidently sometime
just next month.
Okay.
Next month.
Ooh, did I give away a secret?
Oh my God, we're in trouble now.
I'm not supposed to say who's going to be out next.
No,
month.
Be on
oh,
the
oh my God. Oh my God.
Self-destruct.
I looked at next month's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
I think
heavy.
I think you know who I'm talking about. There is one guest next month that totally tickles my fancy.
See, I don't remember. I only remember that Steve and Greg are going to be on because I just booked that recently. But other than that, that's the reason I keep a schedule because I can't remember
Doug,
anything.
Doug, it'll be picked up on all our mics.
I'm just going to mouth the words. I'm going to mouth the words.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That totally tickles my fancy. I'm like way far.
Don't want to let that secret out.
No, not until the minute, we don't want to tease people either.
I do.
Oh, really?
I do.
No, it'll be cool.
I think it's fun.
We got the show this weekend. We're doing right now. And we have next week, and the new schedule goes up.
Right.
So people are going to find out soon.
Well, they're going to find out, yeah. They're going to find out really soon.
Ain't a big deal.
All right, can we say it?
No, we're not going to say it.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
Then we're not going to do it. Okay.
We'll talk about it next
time. So anyway, I'm geeked
you'll
about
it.
I'll say it in
have.
The chat room, so if you want to find out, go to chat.
Don't say it in the chat room either. Did you already do it?
No.
Sneaky.
Don't do
sneaky.
It. Leave it alone. People will find out in a week and a half. What's the big deal?
So what happens is, okay.
I like spoiling surprises.
Doug, keep talking.
This is like herding cats. It really
there
is.
You go. Bonnie is gone.
Oh.
Keep going, Doug.
So, I don't even remember what I was talking about now. That was a lot of
fun. Don't you like crows, Michael Keane?
The conference circuit. The conference circuit. I love the conference circuit. Okay.
Oh, well, it's fun doing this. It's
really
great.
Why aren't more people attending conferences?
I don't know.
We come on here like every single week. Sometimes we don't even come. What is the one thing you think the Ghostly Talk people like to do?
Sleep.
Sleep.
Okay, sleep.
Smoke.
Drink. Drink heavily.
Yeah.
Lots of drugs. Lots of drugs, too.
Yeah.
Lots of drugs, you know. That's part of our rider whenever we go to our conferences, hookers and
beer. Oh, yeah, that is. I know that's written in, but.
Well, here's what I'll say, and I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings.
The one thing that we like to do is do the show.
Well, yeah, of course.
We all pretty much agree
that. Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, we.
Here's the thing with the conferences, though, is I know we're going to go with this.
And we've missed our show. We've missed doing our show.
Yeah.
In order to go to conferences. Why do you think that is?
Well, because it's a great way for us. I know one of my big things is when we go to these conferences, we get to meet a lot of the people who listen to the show. That is golden to me because a lot of these people have been emailing us for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great to put a name to the face, finally, or a name to the email, whatever you want to say, and shake their hand and go, hey, thanks for supporting the show.
Right. Even
thanks
more fundamental than that, I think we go to these conferences because they're important.
They're very important.
They're
really
extremely
important.
It's important to get out there. It's important to talk to people. It's important to listen to these speakers who are at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
To interact with people
mm-hmm.
is just such a beautiful and amazing thing. And at the very end of our talk at Supernatural Summit,
we
my thing was, I want you, each and every one of you who are sitting there, right, to look across the room when you're out in the conference floor. Look across the room, pick out one person, and go up and say hi. The worst thing that can happen is they don't want to have anything to do with it. So what?
That's what we refer to in the corporate world as an icebreaker, too.
Well, I have to say.
No. I know what you're saying, though. I know what your point is. You know, not enough people talk anymore, it seems like. There is email, there is voicemail, all these things.
There's that somebody's space.
The Satan's website. There you go.
Did you hear about the party in England?
No.
This girl in England, her mom and brothers were going to be away for the weekend holiday. So she puts up a banner on her Satan space site.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, come party at my house. We want to trash this, middle-income family home in suburban England, blah, blah, blah. So they did. £25,000 worth of damage.
Well, you know what? That's really... Okay, that's ridiculous, right? But
but the girl says, somebody hacked into my MySpace, into my Satan space page, and put that out there. It wasn't my fault. So the mom believes her with 99.9% certainty. The mom believes the girl.
Well, they can verify that over at Satan's warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure if somebody hacked her account, they could verify it.
You know what happened.
Well,
she put it up there. She wanted to
have here's how ridiculous that stuff has gotten. And this was like 2 years ago, too.
How did we get out of this?
This is great. You're going to love this. I think I might have mentioned this to you before. A couple years ago, I got an email from a girl local here.
Right.
And she said, hi, I'm having a party this weekend. Come to my house and party. I've never met this woman. I've never talked to this woman. I don't think she listens to Ghostly Talk. I've never seen her anywhere. I don't know her. That's what I'm saying. So I emailed her back, and I'm like, hi, you know, I'm not trying to be rude to you, but do I know you? And so she emails me. She's like, well, hi, no, you don't know me, but I want you to come to my party. I'm like, and I reply back, are you out of your mind? Are you nuts? What's wrong with you for doing you don't know me? I could be an axe murderer. I could be kind of some creepy little weird dude that goes around looking, you know, touching people or whatever. I could be all these weird things.
And he is.
Yeah, I am.
He
is, pretty much.
You're going to let me into your house? You're going to let me into your house to party? I'm like, why are you bothering me with this email? This is what she said. I loved it. This is my favorite thing. And if another one of those things. If somebody said, this is dumb. Don't listen to people when they say this. Well, I'm just kind of here because I want to network. Okay, so, all right, that's fair enough. So I email her, okay, what are you networking? Do you have a band? Do you have a book? Do you have a podcast? Do you have something you're doing? Something you're working, something you're passionate
about? Is your hobby sports?
What are you networking? If we were like house parties,
she was networking house parties.
That's not, no.
She's a house party organizer.
So I'm like,
official job title is house party.
I'm like, so you're networking a party. So basically what you're telling me is that you have zero friends and you have to go on Satan's website. Satan's website to
petition. Let's call it news space.
You have to campaign on Satan's website to have people come to your party. You need to get serious help. Go away. I'm blocking you. You'll never talk to me again. And, of course, she called me every name in the book because she's a nutcase.
Obviously.
Same thing, though, right? Same weird thing. Sorry, we got off on a diatribe there. Didn't mean to do that. But, okay, conference circuit. Here's what the biggest problem, I think, is going to be right
now. Well, there's new things about the conference circuit.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you drop the bomb? Does anybody know?
No, I haven't. Well, I think a lot of people know already.
Yeah.
And I don't want to... I don't want to say this in a negative connotation. I don't want to make, you know, because, you know, Bobby is going to be on the show next month anyways.
Right.
But, yeah, CPRI, it got canceled this year, unfortunately.
Yep.
I'm not going to say why. I don't think we need to. But it's really unfortunate. It really bums me out. Why aren't more people going to
that? Well, you know, for CPRI, in that particular event, first of all, it was remarkably well run last year.
Last year was fantastic. Fantastic.
I think, though, that with the... merging of two conferences into Ghost World, so close to CPRI. It's in the very next month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a feeling that's a huge draw.
It very well may be. I don't know. But here's the thing, too, I think, too.
Because I know, like, 80 billion people who are going to Ghost World.
Well, here's the thing, too. At this point...
Are you going to Ghost World? See? Everyone's going to Ghost World.
The thing is
Bonnie's not going
right to. Now, with the economy the way it is...
Oh, please.
I'm dead.
Don't you dare give me that. I was in Benaldi's. Okay.
Benaldi's.
Talk about a thing that nobody needs. Okay.
What's Benaldi's?
It's this little like jewelry shop up on Garfield that it's and you can buy like every manner of cross and Bible and jewelry, gaudy jewelry.
Okay.
It's just hideous in there.
See, Mr. T.
Huh?
Did you bump into Mr. T or anybody?
Mr. T was working there. He was stocking the shelf.
Okay, wait, just hear me out. Okay, I know you're going to like yell at me now because I can just feel it coming off.
So there's like 80 billion people in this tiny little shop spending money completely frivolously. Mm. You think that they were picking up these hideous things and going, oh, this is a great investment. No, they're going, oh, I must have this.
I've never been to Benaldi's before. Why
I've never even heard of
credit
it.
Card.
However, Doug, you said your piece. Scott, go.
Well, I just think right now, I think the costs of some of these events is very expensive.
Okay, you and I have to do something sometime soon.
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to go to Benaldi's, and
I'm going to Benaldi's. I'm not going to blow my money there. I'm not stupid.
Well,
I'm sorry.
We're just going to go and observe. That's what I.
Oh, you want to go people watch?
Then I went, yeah, and then I went across the street to Hallmark, or I'm sorry, the H Place. I know. What am I doing today? I went across the street to the H Place, and I found exactly what I wanted for half the price.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still high quality because it is, after all, the H Place.
Well, yeah.
Shop the H Place. Yeah. Anyway, so
the best.
You and I are going to go there, and then we're going to go down.
Right, we'll
go we're going to drive through.
We
the
get a video camera and just like tape this thing and be like.
And there are three casinos in Metro Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. In downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
We're going to go drive through the parking lot and see if we can get a parking space. You and
you
me.
You make a very good point. You make a great point.
So, okay, there is disposable income out there. There is disposable income out there, and there's people disposing of it.
There's disposable
very handily.
When it comes to the casinos,
okay.
There are a lot of people in there blowing money that they don't.
That's what I was just
going
to say.
Well,
there's a lot of people out there blowing money that they don't have. We know
that. Exactly. I know that.
There's tons of people out there doing that, and I'm not. Again, I'm not knocking anybody. I know that the reason we won't. What have I said before? People have been asking us for years. When's Ghostly Talk going to do their own event, their own conference in Michigan?
Never.
And I have my three things: well. 20 grand, five people that'll do whatever I say, when I say it, exactly how I say it, and the chance to pull out whatever I want. Those are my three things I'll do a conference for.
That's what you have to do.
Okay, a lot of these things could cost a lot of money.
They do, and they deserve support. I mean,
they do deserve
this
support.
This guy, Michael Keane. Okay, his four DVDs, two of which are about spiritualism, two are about old murders in New York. Fascinating work, excellent work.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't these things in every single BNN or what's the other one? I can't even think of it. You know, why aren't they everywhere and being sold like crazy? Because these are fascinating things.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostly Talk itself. Why isn't this thing available? Well, we're
have
available.
You heard
we're
it?
We're available everywhere.
Why have you heard it?
Because we give it away. We give it away.
Right. We give it away freely.
Yeah, we're cheap and easy.
Yeah, we're cheap and easy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, who's the guy from Weird Florida? He had two DVDs for sale at the Weird Winter event.
Mm-hmm.
I bought both of them. One of them. Really, really bad quality. I couldn't get into it, but I'm still glad they did it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, it's not really well done, but it's phenomenal because these guys put this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
They sat down, they took their time, they put this thing together, and then they're slugging it all over the country, going to these events and trying to pawn them off for $20, and it's worth it because they did these things. Okay.
Well, it's all.
You go to Benaldi's and you go, oh, look at this great 18-karat gold Italian imported chain. I must have it, even though I've got 48 others and I'm not buying it for an investment and I'm going to lose it.
I've been wearing the same rope around my neck, my silver rope, for the last 15 years.
That's very judgmental of people. He doesn't.
Well,
know.
No, I agree with him. I'm the same way. It's like people do blow money very frivolously.
And
nowadays.
The same thing down at the casino. Even I do the casino thing, and I'm telling you, it's a waste of money. If you took your money and you said, you know what, I'm going to take what does it cost? $200 for a whole weekend at a Supernatural Summit thing? Well, no, that one was kind of expensive because it was at Holiday Inn, but
yeah.
These events are just so worth that money. I don't understand why people aren't.
Well, I think what it comes down to, though, because we have to go to break here in a second. I think what it does come down to for a lot of people, though, is money. I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of events this year too.
Well,
there are so
true.
Many
you've got
events.
To pick, yeah, you've got to pick wisely.
And I mean, I don't know what 2008 is going to produce. I have opinions on it, but I'm not going to say anything right now. But 2007.
Oh, Madame Scott.
No, 2000,
dig out your.
Oh, yeah, drink
out
of a crystal
ball.
Right?
Dig out your crystal ball. Let's
I'm talking about real life here. I mean, but 2007, there are so many events, and we're like totally geeked about it. We're spending the majority of all of our vacation time from work and all of our stuff we're doing to be at these events this year.
Yeah.
We're happy to do it because, I mean, we're part of the paranormal community here. We think we need to be there to help these people out in any way we can. But I think a lot of it comes down to money for people, unfortunately. And it is. Times are a little bit tough right now. And you're right, Doug. I agree with you on that.
Times may be tough for some people, but not all. I'm telling you. Let's try.
Slap your hand on that. Right, we're working. You know, hey, you know, knock on wood.
It's not our place to say what people spend their money on.
It isn't our place, but it is our place to call them stupid.
Well, not even stupid. I just think maybe some people might want to rearrange their thoughts. And I don't mean the Ghostly Talk listeners. This is probably like the wrongest forum ever.
Wrongest.
But like anything, it ties into this stuff. I think there it is a money issue with
it. It's like raw langelical. Wrong langelical.
Into a train wreck.
We need to switch gears. We'll talk more about it later. We got plenty. We will talk more about this later. To be continued.
Who's coming up on Ghost?
Jerry Smith.
All right.
We're going to be talking about weather warfare. This is going to be an interesting talk.
I think we've experienced it the past 3 weeks.
Well, look at the weather.
Last weekend, I drove in it.
This is Ghostly. Yeah, last weekend sucked. We didn't talk about that. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm blown in by a nor'easter. This is Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back.